human brains implanted with microchips that connect you to the internet is becoming a reality.
But if your brain becomes part of the World Wide Web, could you lose your mind?
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. Proponents of connecting human brains to the internet with microchips implanted in human brains could enable a person to speak foreign languages.
You could have an entire college education with just a few downloads. Could brain chips eliminate the need for a college education? Boy, a lot of young people would go for that.
Listen to this guy who says mind-to-mind communication connected to the internet means people could communicate without cell phones all around the world.
We will have brain chips in humans. Mind-to-mind communication. This is actually possible today, where if we have a chip in our brain, and you out there have a chip in your brain, we could communicate without talking. We could communicate when you're halfway around the world. Every piece of information on the internet becomes accessible to our minds. We will no longer have universities as we have them today.
No more need for universities because people with a brain chip and connected to the internet can download all the education they need in just a few downloads.
What about someone hacking our implanted brain chip like they do computers?
All of us must think about very, very carefully, because imagine people can hack your cell phone now. People can hack your computer. And it can be bad. They can steal your banking information, take all your money. They can steal your identity. If somebody hacks into your head because it's connected to the internet, they can steal you. They could actually steal you. They can implant memories in your head that you don't have. They could erase memories. They could control you in ways that you wouldn't even know you're being controlled. Is this scary?
It's very scary, like some horror movie. It's scary, but it's what the World Economic Forum, headed by Klaus Schwab, wants for children to help them learn.
Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone of the Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas and author of Klaus Schwab, The World Economic Forum and the Coming Mark of the Beast.
Pastor Billy Crone, you read an article from Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum advocating that children get brain chips. Please read that.
This is from the World Economic Forum's website. This article reports it, quote, "There are solid rational reasons for children to be microchipped." From that article, the World Economic Forum is promoting augmentation technology, and they recommend children be implanted with brain chips. The brain chips will not only improve health by eradicating impairments like learning disabilities and depression, but pave the way for humans to obtain, listen, superhuman capacity.
Should you implant a chip in your child? There are solid, rational reasons for it, like safety.
No, it's called slavery. This is what Klaus is doing. They're going to control everything, even your thoughts. I get it. But think about the feasibility of this. How are you going to put a brain chip in everybody on the planet? The logistics of that, plus the time, it would take forever. Not anymore. Elon Musk, he is building the ability to mass produce brain chips, pop them in people, get them right back out, is what he's working on. It's a company called Neuralink.
Well, Elon Musk's Neuralink, which focuses on the goal of implanting chips into human brains and also connecting brains to computers. Here's what Elon Musk said at a conference.
This has a very good purpose to cure important diseases and ultimately to help secure humanity's future as a civilization relative to AI. This, I think, has tremendous potential. We hope to have this in a human patient before the end of next year.
No big scars, no hospital stays. It would be a short procedure.
Did you see the news? 2 weeks ago, his company got approved by the FDA for human trials, brain chips. Just like a LASIK eye procedures, you can just go in, bang, get your chip, walk right back out, and you're connected.
If you're connected to the internet, once brain chips are started to be implanted, some predict that it will be as common as getting a cell phone.
Scientists are working on implanting microchips into human brains to delete memories. The chip is predicted to be as common as cell phones in the future.
This whole area of chip, we're going to control it all.
Someone in a control room somewhere controlling your thoughts. This is very creepy.
Creepy, but that's what they're building. Somebody else can now access your thoughts and then control them and delete them. But see, giving somebody access to your thoughts inside your head, it's going to give somebody else the ability to dictate you at the very core of being a human.
Pastor Billy Crone, Revelation 13 prophesies that the beast, who is a man, will control the world's economy, and he'll require everyone in the world to take his mark on their right hand or forehead, right?
Yeah. God warned nearly 2,000 years ago there's going to come a time when two people, false prophet and the Antichrist, the beast, are going to take control of the planet, including economically, where they would control the buying and selling on the planet. And it'll be tied in biometrically with a mark in the right hand specifically or in the forehead. So if that's going to happen, then you have to control the economies around the world, right? That was written 2,000 years ago. Revelation 13 says you're going to make buying and selling with basically your body parts a mark in the right hand specifically or in the forehead. Well, obviously that to me would imply a cashless society. In fact, for the first time in history, we're now seeing whole countries go cashless. Sweden right now is 99% cashless. Sweden is already taking the next step. They're big on the microchips. I got used to doing it cashless with the chip in my phone. Now they're skipping it, and now I can do it with my hand. So at some point, you're going to have to unify. They've already got the infrastructure. We're already seeing people, whole countries even, to go cashless. But how are you going to unify it? Well, that's what's being done. The Klaus Schwab and the gang, they're what they call the fourth industrial revolution that they're building. They also call it the Great Reset. And that reset, on the one side, is an economic reset. And admittedly, they want to tie all the world's economies into a cashless society. They want to reset it, the Great Reset, and they will control it all for our supposed good.
Klaus Schwab and his World Economic Forum want us to go beyond cashless. In his Great Economic Reset, he wants us to have digital currency, which isn't currency at all. It's like not a $20 bill, but a type of electronic representation of money which can easily be centralized and controlled electronically.
Digital currency is a money-like asset stored in computers, especially over the internet. It's virtual currency like Bitcoin.
Communist China is the model for the world. The Communist Party controls everyone's behavior. If you speak out against the government, you could get punished. You could be prohibited from flying on an airplane, or you could lose digital dollars.
What they're pushing for now is a digital currency. China has been a testbed for this for many years. Your behavior is monitored. If you say anything bad about the government, you're in big trouble economically. You can't fly a plane, can't board a train, you can't get a loan. If you jaywalk or if you let your dog go to the bathroom and you don't clean it up, you get punished economically. They will reward you if you turn in somebody. It's going all over the world, including here in the United States of America. Klaus Schwab, he admits that China is basically a role model, and he admits that they're the next world superpower. So I think they're working with China. They're basically the test bed, but they basically want to bring the China model to the whole world. The term that's out there, if you want to check it out, is called techno-communism. And you think, well, that'll never happen here. Well, it's already happening. Who's Klaus Schwab's favorite disciple on tape? Mr. Biden.
Klaus Schwab has said that Joe Biden is his favorite disciple. That's incredible. So Biden is a believer in Schwab's World Economic Forum, and that's why they got Biden in office.
Biden, he's been going to the World Economic Forum for a long time. That's why they cheated. That's why they got him in office, because he's the man for the hour to implement Schwab's plan. You don't believe me? 2016, at the World Economic Forum, he gleefully almost salivates over Joe Biden as his best disciple. On tape, watch this.
I'm very honored and pleased to introduce the Honorable Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States. I'm so pleased to see you back here in Davos, because I remember before you assumed your position as the Vice President of the United States, you came here as a senator, you came here as the chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee of the Senate. And I have to say, in my memory, you were one of the most engaged and hardest working participants here at the annual meeting.
You've written extensively on the topic that you've asked me to speak to, mastering the fourth industrial revolution. This fora defines that as a change fueled by a digital revolution.
Joe Biden, Klaus Schwab's longtime favorite disciple, on tape.
That is fascinating that the President of the United States is a follower of Klaus Schwab. That answers a lot of questions.
And that's why former President Donald Trump, frontrunner in the Republican Party for president, is the first president in our history to be charged with crimes against the state, felony indictments that could put him in prison for removing classified documents from the White House, the very thing Joe Biden did as a senator and vice president. But Biden isn't charged or even investigated. This is the first time a current president is prosecuting a past president.
Joe Biden's Department of Justice is prosecuting Trump for things that Hillary Clinton did and Joe Biden and others did. So the Marxist left is using the powers of the federal government to prosecute their opposition, just like Marxist, communists, and Nazis have done throughout history. Yet it has never happened until the Marxist Biden regime.
That's right, and that also explains why the border has been opened to allow 8 million illegals to come into this country illegally. That's never happened before.
That's 8 million illegals bringing in criminals, diseases, and death through fentanyl poisoning. And here's why. Biden is following the insane ideas of Klaus Schwab and the insane Fourth Reich, or as he calls it, the Fourth Industrial Revolution.
You have to wonder, why was Biden ever elected? Were the people deceived or duped?
Well, it was cheating too, you know.
That's right.
Voter fraud.
Why did they put him in place in America for such a time as this? Probably because at some point we're going to see microscopic tags being implanted into a person's body to track their every move to determine whether or not you're a violent person. All coming together.
So what's the agenda of Klaus Schwab? Where is he leading Joe Biden with his World Economic Forum?
Do you ever wonder what Klaus Schwab is up to? What's really his agenda? Go back and do a quick study on Hitler. Do a study on the Third Reich. All the things that Hitler did and wanted to do if he had won World War II. I'm not joking. It's not hyperbole. That's what Klaus is now bringing to the whole planet. And it's not a surprise when you look at his background. He grew up in Hitler's Germany. Klaus's dad, Eugene, was a friend of the Nazis. He ran a factory to make armament. He also used slave labor, POWs. He grew up in that environment, and his dad, Eugene's company, won awards from the Nazis, a model company. So this is his background. He grew up in that environment thinking that this was a great thing. And his plan for the world is to bring what Hitler wanted to do and the tyranny that he only got as far as Germany to the whole planet. Really, what you should call what he's doing is the rise of the Fourth Reich. But you can't say that because it's too obvious. So I'm not joking. You'd think he'd scramble it up a little bit better. His vision for the planet, I call it a Hitlerian vision, is he wants to bring in this cashless economic system. They want to tie everybody into it with microchip technology. They'll control everything, buying and selling, control people's buying and selling. It's on a global basis. You can't hire enough people. Well, that's where AI comes in. Klaus Schwab admits, he goes, one day soon, we're all going to get these brain chips.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains? I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, and I can immediately tell you how the people react to your answers.
It's not a conspiracy theory, but it gets even worse. You're going to get a brain chip. Then he tells you the brain chip was not just controlling the buying and selling, but we're going to know your thoughts. And you're like, wait a second, they don't have the technology for that. Yes, they do with these brain chip technology.
Klaus Schwab's goal is diabolic, to complete Hitler's tyrannical dream to subjugate everyone into this economic system, the Fourth Reich.
Klaus Schwab said that we will all have a brain chip so that the government will know every thought. If we're connected to the internet, our thoughts are as obvious as an email. They'll know what we're thinking.
Who in their right mind would do that? If you would only get a brain chip, people who are paraplegic, if you get a brain chip, you can get your limbs back. They also pitch it, well, hey, wouldn't it be great to fly a plane and drive your car with just your thoughts? This technology can not only monitor your thoughts, but it can erase your thoughts. Soldiers who have PTSD, they just can't get over those memories. If you just get a brain chip, they could delete it. Depression, they just can't stop thinking these depressing thoughts. And well, hey, we can delete it. So you can see people like, well, maybe I could if it can get rid of my PTSD. So as crazy as it sounds, they're marketing it in a cunning way, just like Satan, he's cunning, to get people to go along with that. But the other thing too is they could download information into your brain. I wouldn't have to take that college course.
Another way to sell brain chips is to people that are depressed, so it can reduce depression, and giving people wonderful dreams, Dreamflix instead of Netflix.
Yeah, they would not only be able to erase, delete, add, give you instant information, your thoughts, but we could control your dreams. Are you tired of having a bad dream? Wouldn't it be nice if you could have a good dream once in a while? Or what are you going to offer it as? Dreamflix? But I'm not joking. You could look Imprint right now, and there's companies that are jumping on the bandwagon because they see what's coming. Wait a second. Who in their right mind? Stop. Take a deep breath here. Why would you give somebody access to your very thoughts? Because that's really what this is. So people need to realize that this brain chip that Klaus Schwab is wanting to bring to the planet, it will monitor your location. It'll know exactly where you are. But listen, the Bible says there in Revelation 13 that the order goes out, that if you don't worship the Antichrist, if you don't do it, you're going to die. This is on a global basis. We have the technology to send out a global order, a mandate, worship the beast. But how are you going to know whether people obey or not? How are you going to know their location to take them out if they don't obey? But how are you going to know whether they obey or not? Well, you go back to these brain chips. They're going to know access to your thoughts. They will know, anybody that took this, they'll know exactly whether or not you worship, are worshiping the Antichrist or not. It'll also know your exact geolocation. They'll be able to take you out anywhere on the planet. So I'm starting to see that come into play. Now, as crazy as that sounds, you're thinking, well, okay, there's no way in the world that's going to happen anytime soon, because that is the most un-American, invasive of our privacy to get access to our thoughts, let alone be tagged like an animal, a hand to the forehead. Maybe other countries could fall for that, but it ain't going to happen anytime here soon to America. Of course, I'm using sarcasm. This is the importance of Biden being in office right now. Biden is one of Klaus Schwab's favorite disciples. No, come on. Are you serious? Biden was brought in to purposely destroy the American economy. And you're going like, well, why would he do that? Because what's Klaus's goal? He wants to reset the global economy. If you're going to reset the global economy, make it cashless to control the whole thing, then you got to get rid of the current one. What does the world economy revolve around? The US dollar. So if you're going to reset it, what do you got to do first? Get rid of the US dollar. That's why Biden was brought in. That's why the very first thing he did when he got in office was what? The very first day, shut the pipelines off. He began to do things to purposely hurt our economy, destroy our economy, and he hasn't stopped yet. The guy has trouble reading a cue card, and he fumbles whatever, but people, they kind of like, he's just making dumb decisions. No. He's not just making dumb decisions, he's making deliberate decisions to deliberately destroy our economy because he works for Schwab, and you've got to destroy the American economy before you can reset the global economy.
If you're going to reset the global economy, the U.S. economy must be destroyed.
Joe Biden has total control over all the federal agencies, the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, IRS, CIA. No wonder these secretaries of these federal agencies go along with open borders, go along with everything Biden wants to do, including prosecution of Donald Trump, shutting down the oil pipelines. Biden controls all branches of the federal government and the military as commander-in-chief. He has total control. There's no more checks and balances.
It's not just an economic reset. It's not just turning the global economy under their control in a cashless electronic society. They want to biometrically tie everybody on the planet into this cashless digital system that they can control, including buying and selling. That what these guys are doing, whether they admit it or not, know it or not, whatever, they're building the infrastructure for what God warned about 2,000 years ago called the Mark of the Beast system.
It's not just an economic reset, but a total takeover of every aspect of our lives. Communist China is Schwab's model.
According to the book of Revelation, we are witnessing the building of the worldwide infrastructure, getting ready for the Antichrist to rule, controlled by Satan.
They are. And here's what people need to realize. They're doing it on purpose. Because once you see who they're working for, Schwab, and once you see his endgame plan, reset, it all makes sense. One guy shared an acronym with Biden's name. Biden apparently stands for, he says, bumbling imbecile destroying entire nation. But see, really, that's what he's doing. This isn't a Republican-Democrat issue. It goes on both sides of the aisle. So I'm not here to just, oh, you're just anti-Democrat. No, I'm pro-truth. Klaus Schwab has been training people, including Biden, for years, and he's planted them for the last 50 years in every major developed country in the world. That's why the world had such a uniform procedure when it comes to the COVID pandemic. The world right now has the same procedure when it goes to a digital currency. It's both sides of the aisle. So he's deliberately destroying the economy, because you have to do that to reset it. But here's my point. What about this digital currency? He already signed, and I encourage people to check it out, an executive order is 14067, that he signed that, and basically it paves the way for when the right crisis comes along, We can switch in America to a digital currency. It could be an economic crisis, could be another pandemic. But whatever it is, it'll become an excuse to, see, we're going to switch. This has been pre-planned, and this is what the other countries are doing. Now, of course, you can't call it the techno-communism, what China's doing. It's going to control every aspect of your life. You can't say that. It's too obvious. So the term out there now, what they call this, is the coming digital dollar called Biden bucks that will be tied together with every financial institution. And they will literally monitor in real time every aspect of your life. Let me give you an example. This is what comes with this new digital currency. The China model is really all it is. They'll do everything that they're doing in China. You speak out against the government, anything that they don't like, cell phone, texting, whatever, because they monitor it all, you'll be punished. Freeze your money. We just took half your money. Don't do it again or we'll take it all. And you go, they can't do that. It's digital now. You can't stop it, right? Let's say you go to the store and you say, I'm going to buy what I want. No, you won't. You will eat less meat. I'm going to use steak. Not if it goes digital. They will control, and they already do it, they control all your purchases, and you're only going to be given a monthly allotment. And if you go there, even though there is a steak before you, the transaction will not go through. So they'll control your food purchases. They'll control your behavior online, just like the China model. It gets worse than that. They will create what's called geofencing. And geofencing is basically, you sit there like, okay, that store won't let me, but I'm gonna go over here. This is the thing that they're building with what's called 15-minute cities. You will not be able to purchase out of your 15-minute radius of your house. They can't make me do that. I'll just go do it anyway. Go outside your 15-minute radius, certainly with just even your cell phone. Your money will shut off. Once you make it past that geofence, it will shut off. You can't do anything economically past 15 minutes of your house. What they're building is a digital concentration camp. And if you want to see where we're headed under the current administration, you just go look what's been going on for years in China. The China model coming over here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to save up my money and I'm getting out of here. No, you won't. Because now they have the ability, what's called a timestamp. They can put a timestamp on your money. They could say, we're going to put a 1 month timestamp on all your digital money. If you don't spend it within a month, it disappears. So they force you to spend it, but it's not just forcing you to spend it. Otherwise it disappears. What does that do? It prevents you from ever having a savings, any kind of a backup plan, anything. It's over. This is just the tip of the iceberg of what comes with a digital economy. And this is happening all over the world. China's the digital yuan. Other countries, digital pound or sterling. America's digital dollar, Biden bucks, whatever you want to call it. It's the same program being implanted at the same time. China's a further ahead because I believe they were the test bed. Ukraine's being turned into a digital society under Zelensky, who also, by the way, works for Schwab. So now you got the world going cashless, every major developed country into a digital currency program that monitors everything and can be used for purposes of control. Well, this is what's really crazy. They've already split the planet up into 10 economic regions. Here's where Revelation 17 comes in, and this is crazy. It says there, in the seven-year tribulation, the planet is going to be split up into 10 kingdoms, ruled by 10 leaders. Once they get that partitioned out, they give it all over to this guy called the Antichrist. Have we seen any trend around the planet of countries giving up basically their individual sovereignty and coming together as a union, including economically? Yeah, that was the big thing with the Euro Union. Well, that was a test bed. That was a trial run. That was just the beginning. We got the African Union. We got the Asian Union. We got the South American Union. But there's also a North American Union that is one of the 10 chunks. You're going, well, that will never happen. Who's in office right now? Biden. He began interjecting with Trudeau of Canada and the president of Mexico to come together. For years, they've already been working on the infrastructure of combining all three countries into one, like the European Union, called the North American Union. They have talked about a proposed new currency called the Amero. They've also been building for years the Trans-Texas Corridor to bring this thread all the way from Mexico and all the way up into Canada, because you're going to tie them all together. So you have to have the infrastructure. The border crisis, all of us are scratching our head going like, why do you keep doing this? This is crazy. It's obviously being done on purpose. And most people say, well, they're purposely allowing these people to come across the border. They're using it to flip states that were once red to blue, because statistically that people who come across illegally vote for those that allow them to do that, the Democrat Party. So I do think that's a big part of it, but it's to flood America as fast as they can with as many non-Americans as you can. If we just combine now America with Canada, Mexico, we'll be much stronger as we all could work together as three countries. We're one of the 10 chunks of the 10 kingdoms that get handed over to the Antichrist for total global control. This is why you really don't find America mentioned in Bible prophecy, because I think America as we know it isn't going to be here. We're going to be swallowed up into one of these 10 economic kingdoms.
And that's why Jesus said this, and these things begin to take place. Stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, your redemption draws near. We're seeing the infrastructure of the actual Antichrist system, the Mark of the Beast system, being put into place. We lead prior. Get excited about the return of Christ. It's not a time to be fearful. It's time to be faithful. Get busy telling people about Jesus so they can escape this global cyborg tyranny that these guys really are creating.
Our guest has been Pastor Billy Crone of the Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas and author of Klaus Schwab, The Economic Forum and the Coming Mark of the Beast. We're seeing that infrastructure for the end times Antichrist come into place. Jesus said in Luke 21, "When these things take place, lift up your head because your redemption is drawing near." This means we can get excited about being raptured because we won't be here for the Great Tribulation. And we won't be here for the tyranny of the Antichrist and his economic system. So be faithful, not fearful. Look to Jesus and get ready to enter the greatest kingdom of all, the kingdom of God.
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1849, Brainships and Digital Currency, Part 2. That's number 1849, Brainships and Digital Currency, Part 2. The CD also includes last week's program, Part 1, and you can order a CD copy of this program from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. And do give us a call at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000. From Luke 21, verse 36, "Be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man." For Issues in Education, this is Bob and Jerry Boyd.